TUC Radio, Time of Useful Consciousness. Data centers lack the electric power for artificial intelligence. A new law signed by Biden promotes nuclear power. Microsoft, Twitter X, Facebook, Amazon, and Google demand electricity for data centers. On June 18, 2024, the U.S. Congress passed the misnamed ADVANCE Act. It will provide electric power to data centers at a cost. The ADVANCE Act aims to expedite the development of next-generation nuclear reactors and pays to support the aging ones. It directs the Department of Energy to reduce regulatory cost and provides development incentives. Joe Biden signed the ADVANCE Act into law on July 9, 2024. All this while so-called modern societies have not yet cleaned up the damaged nuclear reactors at Fukushima, Chernobyl, and Three Mile Island, and the so-called spent highly radioactive nuclear fuel is still piling up at the power plants. With one exception, Onkalo in Finland, no permanent deposits for nuclear waste have been built anywhere, even though the waste needs to remain safe for 100,000 years. The reason why so many of us have not even heard about the ADVANCE Act is that only two senators voted against it, Bernie Sanders and Ed Markey. And in the House, the vote was 393-13. There was one principled voice in all this, and it belongs to Rashida Tlaib. She said, "I voted present in rejection of this ridiculous decision to tie the reauthorization of vital firefighting programs for our communities together with poison pills that undermine nuclear safety and were strongly opposed by grassroots organizations." End quote from Rashida Tlaib. How does the artificial intelligence lobby justify their position? On August 18, 2024, The Financial Times published an article entitled "AI Power Demand Could Stifle Industry's Growth."
AI's energy use is set to rocket. That could not only constrain the industry's growth, but threaten green energy targets and force AI providers to consider alternative sources of power. The International Energy Agency estimates global power demand from data centers, AI, and cryptocurrencies could double by 2026 compared to 2022 levels. Microsoft alone is opening a new data center globally every 3 days. The computational power required to develop machine learning models has doubled every 5 to 6 months since 2010. In March, billionaire Elon Musk said the latest bottleneck to cutting-edge AI technology was electricity supply. Amazon chief Andy Jassy said earlier this year that there was not enough energy right now to run new generative AI services. Also, many customers of these data centers have made net zero CO2 commitments. But renewable sources of energy may not be able to cope with the load and reliability of supply needed. Natural gas bosses are betting it could be a boon for their industry, which they say is the only way to quickly deliver the reliable power needed. But concerns around emissions have driven interest among data center developers in options such as on-site power generation and nuclear energy. This year, for example, Microsoft hired its first director of nuclear technologies. Nuclear energy, shunned in many parts of the world because of safety concerns and cost overruns on traditional reactors, has pitched its next generation technology as a solution. So-called small modular reactors, or SMRs, and even smaller microreactors are being designed to be produced quickly, cheaply, and at scale. They don't emit CO2, but the earliest SMR developments are not set to be commercialized until the end of the decade. So for now, the industry is focusing on more close-at-hand atomic energy solutions, including striking deals to use existing nuclear plants to power data centres. For example, Amazon's AWS revealed in March that it had paid $650 million for a data centre campus connected to Talen Energy's Susquehanna nuclear plant in Pennsylvania.
That's from the August 18, 2024 issue of the Financial Times. On July 28, 2024, CNBC published a film on YouTube under the title How the Massive Power Draw of Generative AI is Overtaxing Our Grid. They say that there are more than 8,000 data centers globally, but it's not nearly enough to keep up with the power needs of generative AI.
Demand has never been higher for these racks and racks of powerful servers feeding the internet's insatiable appetite for computing in the cloud.
The reality is that the cloud is not up there somewhere. It's right here. We are in it. You're in the middle of the cloud as we speak.
And data centers like this can't ever stop. Streaming, social media, photo storage, and more recently, and requiring much more data, training and running chatbots like OpenAI's ChatGPT, Google's Gemini, and Microsoft's Copilot.
And you can feel the heat coming off of these.
Thanks to the generative AI race, data centers like this are springing up as quickly as companies like Vantage can build them. And that means demand for power to run them and cool them is through the roof too. One ChatGPT query takes nearly 10 times as much energy as a typical Google search. Hyperscalers building data centers to accommodate AI have seen emissions skyrocket. And even if we can generate enough power, our aging grid is increasingly unable to handle the load.
If you look at the peak demand during the summertime, if the data center don't reduce their load, there could be a blackout.
With the looming question of whether we'll have enough power for the widespread adoption of generative AI, CNBC visited a data center in Silicon Valley to see those massive compute loads firsthand and talk to those at the center of the problem to find out what can be done. There are more than 8,000 data centers globally, with the highest concentration in the U.S., but it's not enough.
But we suspect that the amount of demand that we'll see from AI-specific applications will be as much or more than we've seen historically from cloud computing.
The AI frenzy has data center demand rising 15 to 20% every year through 2030. Data centers could reach a whopping 16% of total U.S. power consumption by 2030, according to one report, up from just 2.5% before ChatGPT hit the scene in 2022. That's the equivalent of about two-thirds of the total homes in the U.S. Natural gas is expected to fuel the majority of this, and utilities will need to invest some $50 billion to support the growth. Many big tech companies contract with companies like Vantage to house their servers, but the needs of some have grown so much that many have been building their own data centers. For Google and Microsoft, this has directly translated to soaring emissions. Google's latest environmental report says greenhouse gas emissions rose nearly 50% from 2019 to 2023, in part because of data center energy consumption. Although it adds its data centers are 1.8 times as energy efficient as a typical data center. Microsoft's emissions rose nearly 30% from 2020 to 2024 due to data centers designed and optimized to support AI workloads. Power needs are so high that some plans to close coal-fired power plants are being put on hold, like in Kansas City, where Meta is building an AI-focused data center. One approach, building data centers where power is more plentiful.
The industry itself is looking for places where there is either proximate access to renewables, either wind or solar, and other infrastructure that can be leveraged, whether it be part of an incentive program to convert what would have been a coal-fired plant into natural gas, or increasingly looking at ways in which to offtake power from nuclear facilities.
Santa Clara, where we visited Vantage, has long been one of the nation's hotspots for clusters of data centers near data-hungry clients. NVIDIA's headquarters was visible from the roof. Now, Vantage is building in places like Columbus, Ohio, and Atlanta, Georgia. On the flip side of bringing data centers where the power is, some AI companies and data centers are experimenting with ways to generate their own power right on site. OpenAI CEO Sam Altman has been vocal about this need. He recently invested in a solar startup that makes shipping container-sized modules that include both the panels and power storage in one. Altman's also invested in nuclear fission startup Oklo that aims to make mini nuclear reactors housed in A-frame structures, and in nuclear fusion startup Helion. Microsoft also signed a deal with Helion last year to start buying its fusion electricity in 2028. And Google's partnered with a geothermal startup that says its next plant will harness enough power from deep underground to run a large data center. Even data centers themselves are starting to generate their own power.
Which Vantage has done, for example, in Virginia, where over the course of the last year, we deployed a 100-megawatt natural gas power plant to support a dedicated data center for one of our customers there. We're self-contained, and we're delivering power to the data center that we have there, and it doesn't touch the public grid at all.
Even when enough power can be generated, the aging grid is often ill-equipped to handle transmitting it, and that's where grid hardening comes in.
With concentrations of data centers in particular areas, there tends to put somewhat more pressure on the grid in terms of delivering that much power in those locations.
In an area of Northern Virginia known as Data Center Alley, servers process an estimated 70% of the world's internet traffic each day. At one point in 2022, the power company there had to pause new data center connections as it struggled to keep up with demand.
Basically, during the peak hour, we either asked the residents to turn off their AC or we asked the AI company to stop their training.
The bottleneck often occurs in getting power from the site where it's generated to where it's consumed. One solution is to add hundreds or even thousands of miles of new transmission lines. But those projects, like one $5.2 billion effort to expand lines to Data Center Alley, have been met with opposition from local ratepayers who don't want to see their bills go up to fund the project.
Sometimes the cost is just passed down to residents in terms of their utility bill increase.
A large reason we need more power and a more reliable grid for generative AI is to keep its servers cool. All the servers generate an immense amount of hot air, and cooling them down with air or water keeps them from overheating so they can keep running 24/7. The problem is, AI is projected to withdraw more water annually by 2027 than four times all of Denmark.
Everybody's worried about AI being energy intensive. We can solve that when we get off our and stop being such idiots about nuclear, right? That's solvable. Water is the fundamental limiting factor to what is coming in terms of AI.
I was quite shocked when I saw the number of AI computing's water needs.
Xiaolei Ren's been studying data center efficiency for over a decade. His research team found that every 10 to 50 ChatGPT prompts can burn through what you'd find in a standard 16-ounce water bottle. Training takes even more power and generates even more heat, as it learns by accessing all the data constantly being added to the entire internet. Training GPT-3 in Microsoft's U.S. data centers can directly evaporate 700,000 liters of clean, fresh water, with global AI demand accountable for up to 6.6 billion cubic meters of water withdrawal by 2027, more than four times the total annual withdrawal of all of Denmark. In drought-ridden Chile, the government partially reversed Google's permit to build a data center there, following public outcry about water usage. And it's facing similar backlash to planned data centers in Uruguay, too. Microsoft has halted a radical project that tried keeping its servers cool by submerging them under the ocean. Another solution is using cool liquid directly on chips to cool them, rather than the inefficient process of cooling air with water.
Everybody will build the data centers that they can, and we'll have as much AI as those data centers will support. And it may be less than what people aspire to, but ultimately, there's a lot of people working on finding ways to unthrottle some of those supply constraints, but definitely a lot of growth ahead in this industry.
That was a July 28, 2024 film, published by CNBC under the title, How the Massive Power Draw of Generative AI is Overtaxing Our Grid, published by CNBC. And a little stronger in the wording, the Synapse channel on YouTube ran a mini documentary entitled The Answer to AI's Insane Power Needs and Is the Technology Ready for the Main Stage?
The recent wave of AI innovation can largely be attributed to the removal of two constraints, data and compute. The explosion of both over the past decade has enabled exponential progress for modern AI models. So what's a current limitation that, when solved, will serve as the next big catalyst? According to Zuckerberg, Altman, and many more that are leading the industry, it's energy. But not just any energy, nuclear energy. Here's why the leading AI players are looking to this long-debated renewable to power the next leap. And what exactly stands in the way? Despite a turning tide in favor of nuclear energy, with support coming from environmentalists to governments to CEOs, the output of this renewable resource has been gradually falling. And that's a problem for AI, which requires significantly more power than conventional computing. One recent report estimated that AI servers could eat up as much power as a mid-size economy, like the Philippines or Sweden, within just a few years. And with wind and solar energy failing to keep pace with rising demand, it's time for nuclear power to get serious attention. So today we're going to look at how the AI industry is looking to flip that script. We have a few examples that outline how much these data centers actually need. In 2019, Google reported that all of its data centers consumed about 33.4 million kilowatt hours per day. That same year, Microsoft reported that their data center consumed about 10 million per day. And the following year, Meta reported 13.2 million per day. Those numbers are outdated, as cloud usage and AI compute has significantly increased from those pre-pandemic levels. But even if you add up the consumption of those three companies at the time, you get 56.6 million kilowatt hours per day. Let's estimate consumption has gone up about 10% since then. Well, you're matching the exact output of the Susquehanna Steam Electric Station. As for the big tech companies, no one has directly copied Amazon's land grab so far. Microsoft signed an agreement with Constellation Energy, the largest owner of nuclear plants in the US, to buy nuclear power for its data center in Virginia, but only when the historically finicky wind and solar supply are not available. They've also been seeking out SMR experts with the idea that it might make sense to attach these more flexible nuclear power machines to their existing data centers rather than buy up land and develop next to an established plant. As the final part of their five-phase plan with OpenAI, Microsoft plans to reportedly develop Stargate, a $100 billion supercomputer project to serve the compute needed for the next generation AI. But the plans aren't finalized. A little known fact about Sam Altman is his passion for nuclear energy. During his tenure as president of Y Combinator, he came across Oklo, a startup dedicated to creating abundant and cheap clean energy through nuclear power. In 2015, he invested in Oklo and became the chairman of its board. He called it the best positioned player to pursue commercialization of advanced fission energy solution. The small startup has garnered some letters of intent from data center real estate firm Equinix Inc. and Diamondback Energy Inc., which is one of the largest independent energy producers. Interestingly enough, Diamondback is headquartered in Texas's Permian Basin, which is literally sinking and heaving due to the huge amounts of oil and water being extracted from the area since 2015. The story of nuclear power is as interesting as it is frustrating, but AI could serve as both a motivator — it eats up power like a person eats ice cream after going through a bad breakup — and a catalyst. It can shorten timelines significantly in every category, from regulatory paperwork to fusion stabilization to providing that person with relationship advice so they don't eat themselves into a coma.
That was an excerpt from A History of Nuclear Power on the Synapse Channel. The Answer to AI's Insane Power Needs was published on May 8, 2024. And to close, on June 21st, 2024, The Washington Post published an article entitled "AI is Exhausting the Power Grid. Tech Firms Are Seeking a Miracle Solution."
The mighty Columbia River has helped power the American West with hydroelectricity since the days of FDR's New Deal. But the artificial intelligence revolution will demand more. Much more. So near the river's banks in central Washington, Microsoft is betting on an effort to generate power from atomic fusion, the collision of atoms that powers the sun, a breakthrough that has eluded scientists for the past century. Physicists predict it will elude Microsoft too. The tech giant and its partners say they expect to harness fusion by 2028, an audacious claim that bolsters their promises to transition to green energy, but distracts from current reality. In fact, the voracious electricity consumption of artificial intelligence is driving an expansion of fossil fuel use, including delaying the retirement of some coal-fired plants. In the face of this dilemma, big tech is going all in on experimental clean energy projects that have long odds of success anytime soon. In addition to fusion, tech giants are hoping to generate power through such futuristic schemes as small nuclear reactors hooked to individual computing centers and machinery that taps geothermal energy by boring 10,000 feet into the Earth's crust. Tech companies had promised clean energy would be this magical infinite resource, said Tamara Nies, a project director at the nonprofit Data and Society, which tracks the effect of AI and accuses the tech industry of using fuzzy math in its climate claims. Coal plants are being reinvigorated because of the AI boom, Nies said. This should be alarming to anyone who cares about the environment. As the tech giants compete in a global AI arms race, a frenzy of data center construction is sweeping the country. Some computing campuses require as much energy as a modest-sized city, turning tech firms that promise to lead the way into a clean energy future into some of the world's most insatiable guzzlers of power. Their projected energy needs are so huge, some worry whether there will be enough electricity to meet them from any source. Data centers, the nondescript warehouses packed with racks of servers that power the modern internet, have been around for decades. But the amount of electricity they need now is soaring because of AI. A ChatGPT-powered search, according to the International Energy Agency, consumes almost 10 times the amount of electricity as a search on Google. One large data center complex in Iowa owned by Meta burns the annual equivalent amount of power as 7 million laptops running 8 hours every day, based on data shared publicly by the company. The data center-driven resurgence in fossil fuel power contrasts starkly with the sustainability commitments of tech giants Microsoft, Google, Amazon, and Meta, all of which say they will erase their emissions entirely as soon as 2030. The companies are the most prominent players in a constellation of more than 2,700 data centers nationwide. They are starting to think like cement and chemical plants. The ones who have approached us are agnostic as to where the power is coming from, said Ganesh Sakshi, chief financial officer of Mountain Vive Oil and Gas, which provides natural gas to industrial customers in eastern states. Tech companies are confronting this dilemma with bravado. Artificial intelligence thinkers such as OpenAI CEO Sam Altman, a major backer of Microsoft's fusion startup partner Helion, and Microsoft co-founder Bill Gates, who invests big in other fusion efforts, say breakthroughs in energy are achievable. Microsoft was the only one of the four major firms driving the AI boom to answer detailed questions from the Washington Post about its energy needs and plans. Google, Amazon, and Meta offered limited statements. If we work together, we can unlock AI's game-changing abilities to help create the net zero, climate-resilient, and nature-positive works that we so urgently need, Microsoft said in a statement. The tech giants say they buy enough wind, solar, or geothermal power every time a big data center comes online to cancel out its emissions. But critics see a shell game with these contracts. The companies are operating off the same power grid as everyone else, while claiming for themselves much of the finite amount of green energy. Utilities are then backfilling those purchases with fossil fuel expansions, regulatory filings show. Among the region's mega energy users is Meta. It's building a $1.5 billion data center campus outside Salt Lake City that consumes as much power as can be generated by a large nuclear reactor. Google has purchased 300 acres across the street from Meta's data center and plans its own data center campus. Other data center developers are frantically searching for power in the area. The region was supposed to be a breakthrough technology launchpad, with utility PacifiCorp declaring it would aim to replace coal infrastructure with next-generation small nuclear plants built by a company that Gates chairs. But that plan was put on the shelf when PacifiCorp announced in April that it will prolong coal burning, citing regulatory developments that make it viable. Ability to find power right now will determine the winners and losers in the AI arms race. It has left us with a map bleeding with places where the retirement of fossil plants are being delayed. A spike in tech-related energy needs in Georgia moved regulators in April to greenlight an expansion of fossil fuel use, including purchasing power from Mississippi that will delay closure of a half-century-old coal plant there. In the suburbs of Milwaukee, Microsoft's announcement in March that it is building a $3.3 billion data center campus followed the local utility pushing back by 1 year the retirement of coal units and unveiling plans for a vast expansion of gas power that regional energy executives say is necessary to stabilize the grid amid soaring data center demand and other growth. In Omaha, where Google and Meta recently set up sprawling data center operations, a coal plant that was supposed to go offline in 2022 will now be operational through at least 2026. These concrete developments in energy markets contrast with tech companies' futuristic promises. A recent Goldman Sachs analysis of energy that will power the AI boom into 2030 did not even consider small nuclear plants or futuristic fusion generators. It found data centers will account for 8% of total electricity use in the United States by 2030, a near tripling of their share today. New solar and wind energy will meet about 40% of that new power demand from data centers, the forecast said, while the rest will come from a vast expansion in the burning of natural gas. The new emissions created would be comparable to that of putting 15.7 million additional gas-powered cars on the road. We all want to be cleaner, Brian Bird, president of Northwestern Energy, a utility serving Montana, South Dakota, and Nebraska, told a recent gathering of data center executives in Washington, D.C. But you guys aren't going to wait 10 years. My only choice today, other than keeping coal plants open longer than all of us want, is natural gas. And so you're going to see a lot of natural gas build-out in this country. The big-name tech firms try to inoculate themselves from blame for contributing to global warming with accounting techniques. They claim that all the new clean energy they buy has the effect of wiping out emissions that otherwise could be attributed to their operations. Critics charge the arrangements often fall short. If data centers are claiming to be clean, but utilities are using their presence to justify adding more gas capacity, people should be skeptical of those claims, said Wilson Ricks, an energy systems researcher at Princeton University's Zero Lab, which focuses on decarbonization. One example is an agreement announced in March, after Amazon signed a contract to buy more than a third of the electricity generated by one of the nation's largest nuclear facilities, the Susquehanna Power Plant in Luzerne County, Pennsylvania. That deal disturbed a lot of people, Zubati said. When massive data centers show up and start claiming the output of a nuclear plant, you basically have to replace that electricity with something else. At the World Economic Forum conference in Davos, Switzerland in January, Altman said at a Bloomberg event that, when it comes to finding enough energy to fuel expected AI growth, there is no way to get there without a breakthrough. It remains unclear where or when those breakthroughs will arrive. Altman, meanwhile, is spending hundreds of millions of dollars to develop small nuclear plants that could be built right on or near data center campuses. Altman's Altec Acquisition Corp. bankrolled a company Altman now chairs called Oklo, which says it wants to build the first such plant by 2027. Gates is the founder of his own nuclear company, called TerraPower. It has targeted a former coal mine in Wyoming to be the demonstration site of an advanced reactor that proponents claim would deliver energy more efficiently and with less waste than traditional reactors. The project has been saddled with setbacks, most recently because the type of enriched uranium needed to fuel its reactor is not available in the United States.
You heard excerpts from an article published in the Washington Post on June 21st, 2024, under the title, AI is Exhausting the Power Grid. Tech firms are seeking a miracle solution. You heard a TUC radio program on the topic of data centers lack the electric power for artificial intelligence. A new law, the ADVANCE Act, signed by Biden, promotes nuclear power. Thanks to the Financial Times, CNBC, The Synapse, and The Washington Post for the clips from their articles and films. Come back for more programming on artificial intelligence and nuclear power when TUC Radio returns. You can hear this program again for free on TUC Radio's website, tucradio.org. My name is Maria Gelarden. Thank you for listening.